Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. While on a trip to the Far East last week, President Biden stated that it was still possible for the American economy to avoid falling into a recession. Often, when a politician makes such a statement, the opposite is true. In my judgment, America is already in a recession. The standard definition of a recession is two consecutive quarters of declining gross domestic product. The U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis has already reported that GDP declined in the first quarter this year. If that pattern continues in the second quarter, even the government would be forced to acknowledge a recession has been underway since the start of this year. Other factors confirm a significant decline in economic activity that lasts for several months or longer. They include falling retail sales, rising unemployment, contracting incomes, and reduced manufacturing output. Over the past several months, once you remove the impact of rising consumer prices, retail sales have been declining. As for unemployment, the labor force participation rate is still down 1.2% in April from what it was in February 2020. That statistic doesn't give you the full picture. The labor force participation rate among senior citizens is now higher than it was just over 2 years ago, as fewer people can afford to retire. Plus, the labor force participation rate of workers in their 20s is as much as 5% lower than it was in early 2020. Despite record numbers of businesses trying to hire workers, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported for April the average hourly wage rate over the prior 12 months rose less than two-thirds of the rate at which consumer prices were increasing. So, when you already have a fall in GDP, lower retail sales as measured in units, falling employment among younger workers, and wage rates not keeping up with rising consumer prices, that signifies to me that the recession has already begun. Therefore, last week's pronouncement by President Biden that a recession could still be avoided should be interpreted in reverse, the same way as last year's official statements that rising consumer prices were only transitory. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.